Let's get ready for the weekend now and talk some Buffalo Bills football, going beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right. It's the Bills and the Vikings this weekend. The Bills coming in at 0-2. The Vikings 1-0-1. But before we jump into the matchup, what can Bills fans take away from the first two games looking forward?
Well, Jay, we briefly discussed Bills fans' capacity for misery in the previous segment.
Right.
Oh, and if things continue down the path set in the first two games, the torment is likely to continue. But I've said this in previous years, so I'm not going to back down now, and that the Bills have wandered the desert of mediocrity for what seemed like an eternity or 17 years. And right. It was a time to commit to a full youth-driven rebuild rather than middling attempts to sneak into a playoff spot and nothing more. And unfortunately, the near term, well, it's gone worse than expected. But even after 0-2, should not mean a tank. It means developing young players and seeing improvement. And after 2 weeks, we've seen mixed results from the most significant young player, quarterback Josh Allen. He looked totally out of his element, stepping in after Nathan Peterman's meltdown in week one. But I think despite the home opening loss last week, he showed some progress to build upon. Consider that Allen started the game against the Chargers by leading the Bills offense to just 6 points in the first half. Not too good.
Right.
In the second half, though, he improved by leading Buffalo to 14 points. Still not great, but better. And by the end, Allen actually finished with the most passing yards for a Bills rookie debut since Jim Kelly over 32 years ago. If he can take even incremental steps to lessen the kinds of slow starts and the uneven play we saw last week, that'll likely be the only way the Bills have a chance to see some bright spots this season. But you can't play the game of ifs and what-haves and expect to win football games, and this week will be another challenge against a solid defense for Allen and the Bills if they're going to put together some consistency.
All right, let's get into that then. Talking about the Vikings, what should Bills fans expect?
Bills fans should hope for the best, but expect the worst. Buffalo, this week, opened as a 16.5-point underdog against the Vikings. They are the biggest underdog of the week. And in the last decade, more than 2,500 regular season games have been played. In only 20 of those games has a team been an underdog by 16 or more points. And in all 20 games, they've never won.
Oh.
If the odds hold, that is the kind of historic mountain the Bills need to climb in just the third week of the season. And the matchup explains why. The Vikings have a defense that, despite getting off to a bit of a slow start this year, was the best defense in the NFL last season in the two most important categories, yards allowed along with points allowed. Since Minnesota returned the core of that suffocating defense, it's just hard to see how Allen is going to take that baby step forward, particularly with an injured LeSean McCoy. And I've spent a lot of time focused on Allen, and understandably so. The other side of the ball for the Bills also features no shortage of intrigue. Last week, the Bills' defense looked horrible once again, at least through the first half when they allowed 28 points. They've been so much worse than expected through a game and a half, but when head coach Sean McDermott took over play calling duties from defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier in the second half last week, the team saw some immediate results. They looked like a bit of a different defense in allowing just 3 second-half points as the Bills nearly got back into the game. Carrying that second-half momentum into this week is going to be a challenge as they just seem to lack the needed talent and are about to face Minnesota quarterback Kirk Cousins, who enters the game with a league-wide ranking of fifth best in passing yardage and is tied for third most touchdowns. So you can see how the Bills face a matchup nightmare in their third game of the road, but I'll still watch, so I have something to talk about on Monday morning.
We're all going to watch, just maybe not as long as we watched the first two games, huh?
Indeed.
All right, Matt Sabuda, we'll hear from you on Monday, and as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.